Our top stories this morning. A 23-year-old Australian soldier has been killed in Afghanistan's Helmand province. The Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Houston, confirmed the death this morning. He says the combat engineer who was shot by insurgents was a superb young man. It's the fourth soldier lost in Afghanistan in just over 2 weeks and brings the toll there of Australian soldiers to 27. The Federal Treasurer has angered the Greens by releasing new economic figures on the carbon price. Wayne Swan says Treasury modelling shows real national income per person will still grow under a carbon price of $20. The Greens say Mr Swan has acted in bad faith by releasing the data before showing the Parliamentary Committee negotiating the scheme. The South Australian Health Minister has accused Western Australia and Victoria of sabotaging the federal government's health deal. Federal Health Minister Nicola Roxon will try to salvage the deal when she meets state health ministers in Melbourne today. WA and Victoria hold concerns about plans for a new authority overseeing hospital performance. Victoria also says the Commonwealth is planning to force country hospital boards to merge. There are reports in Syria 120 police and security forces have been killed in the latest protests against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. State television blamed armed groups for the deaths and accused them of committing a massacre. It would be the deadliest day for the security forces since anti-government protests began in mid-March.